Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond, because it's no holds barred.
Will you back down, turn and run, or stand up with the best?
Because no holds barred. You know, the last episode I did that, and I didn't even mean to edit it in such a way that me singing lined up with that chorus on the open.
Is that the day that you called me and you said you were editing all day? And you were frustrated, and you said you were working on something special, and it was going to really pop.
No,
it must have been a different day.
I don't think it was me. I only edit all day once a year. That's a Christmas episode. PTB. Aaron, I'm old.
Yeah, dude, I know.
I missed the bottom step just now coming down the stairs, and I literally thought my whole leg shattered. And I was like, Roddy Piper. need like a new leg. Like my foot. I was like, oh my God, what was that? Is it my knee, my foot, my ankle? It's all of it. All of it hurts now. All of it. It's not just one place.
That's no good. You should probably get that whole thing checked.
Yeah, whatever.
How did you fall down the stairs? Did you what?
I
happened?
Didn't fall. I missed the bottom step, so I went from the next to last, and I landed hard on the floor.
On your heel?
Just my whole leg. It just slammed down and compressed. But I'm Paul Orndorff though. I'm just gonna keep working through it.
Yeah, you should you should also let one of your arms just wither away to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, why not? If it comes to millions of dollars.
That's what I would do if I was Paul Orndorff. Because that's wonderful. It's unique.
It's very unique. Not too many people have a withered arm.
No, and continue to gain employment as a professional athlete.
Oh, God. Anyway, where were we? No holds barred. This is our job. Is ranking all these workers monthly. And we're going to do May right now. So that'll be fun.
That's right. Yeah. Another month where I was struggling to find people.
Yeah. So we'll do what we can. I think our jig is up on this show that I don't really know the newer stuff. So you talk more about that. I talk more about the older ones, and then we meet in the middle. And that's really because you watched all how many years WWF pay-per-views, and
36 years.
36 years. It's a long time, and you have a wonderful podcast about it, the year that was, every other Monday, ranking all these years. So a lot of this is a little fresher, at least notes and grades-wise, than me for some of it, so that's where we're at. But we've done this every month.
It's funny you say that, because even though I did watch it, I watched it all back to back to back to back to back.
Right.
So I'd be lying if I said some of it wasn't just a blur of rematches.
Right, but you at least got some notes and
yes,
comments and numbers and grades down. I didn't watch Extreme Rules 2018 critically, you know what I mean? I don't have that as a baseline. But anyway, enough how to make the soup.
You don't want to do that. You'll probably kill yourself if you do that. So
enough how to make the soup. Let's eat it. So we've been doing this every month. Last year we ranked all the pay-per-views for each month. Now we're doing the workers. So we're into May. We have a list of 31 contenders.
Yes. More than April, I will say.
Yeah. April was interesting. That was one of our most interesting ones.
And as we were going, just to give you some context, as we were about to hit the air here, I cut two because they only had two matches each.
Oh, so look at you. You're getting ahead of it.
Strategy. Actually, it's not true. I cut Real three nice. Because I just figured we always get to Chris Benoit and then meh. So,
Correct. And he was only at two anyway. Okay.
No, he was in five.
Oh, what the hell? All right.
Yeah, but we never talk about him. Correct.
That's fine. I can live. Yeah. Unlike the people he... All right. All right, let's start with our... we're going to randomize this? Is that what we want to do?
Randomize that.
Randomize the range. All right. Talk to me about the great, the wonderful AJ Styles.
So just so we're clear, I need to clear something up from last month.
Oh,
because last month, it didn't end up affecting anything because last month, I don't think Reigns or Styles finished super high. Yeah, neither of them did, right? Which is good because we included last month one of their matches that actually happened in May.
Okay.
So I figured we'd just deal with it again here since it didn't really affect last month. But AJ's got a really interesting May resume. And I think it's kind of sneaky good,
mm-hmm.
Like contender level good, I think. So he starts off with, he's got two matches in May 2016 against Roman Reigns for the WWE title. And those are both incredible.
Now, so we didn't count. So we're doing strictly month and not like kind of show, right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So for comparison, we didn't count. Did we count Backlash 05, even though it was May 1st?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
And if we did, we fucked up. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It seems like that's a trend for us.
Yeah. We're not very good at
things.
Life, you know? But that being said, I think it's because it didn't really play. I didn't really care too much about it because it didn't really play into last month's rankings
at all. Right.
But that being said, I think we should. It's cool we get to talk about it here because those two matches with Reigns are really very very strong. Like two very strong contender matches. Like I like the second one a bit more. I think that's Extreme Rules is the second one. I really like those. He's got a really fun match with Kevin Owens at 17, which I have right on the cusp of 4 stars, like not quite there. I think he's got, I think it's his, maybe his best match with Nakamura in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. That's the no disqualification match that ended in a draw. But I found that like it was one of their matches where they really had that next gear that has been missing in that feud.
Yep.
And then in 2019, he's got a match with he fights Seth Rollins after Rollins wins the Universal title, and that's really good too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think just having those two Reigns matches alone,
huge,
is big. I mean, the fact that both of those were in the same year and the same month is pretty wild. And those both are great, to your point. Yeah, I mean, it's a great resume. It's a strong one to start with. I think we're putting him in the top five right now, at least, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, like, I think we might be coming back to him a bit because
okay. It's
not that the year is bad or anything, because it's not – the month is bad, but there's not as many of these big matches that happen here.
Right, right. All right, why don't you do Dean Ambrose?
I will tell you about Dean Ambrose. So Dean Ambrose is not as much of a contender as AJ. So he kicks off. He wins the U.S. title from Kofi Kingston in 2013 at Extreme Rules. Good enough match, I guess. He's in the Evolution 6-man in 2014,
mm-hmm.
which is good. He's in a Fatal 4-Way at 15 with Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, and damn it, who's the other guy? Roman. It's Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns.
You got some shit for not singing it.
I feel awful. I'll write a whole version, okay, at some point.
I think you have it from Kevin Kelly sang it.
Kevin Kelly sing. Oh, man.
Well, that may have been the one he refused to sing. I don't remember.
and then Ambrose takes a bit of a dip. See, he's got the opposite problem of Styles in 2016.
Right.
Because he's got the first match with Jericho at Payback, which is okay. But then he's got that terrible Asylum match.
Yeah, that's all-timer.
At Extreme Rules. So it's not a bad resume, but, nothing overly great and an all-time bad. So
right. He's
probably near the bottom, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that seems to be the way with him usually on these. He's got a couple good ones, enough to put him in the conversation, but
that's it.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me about Edge?
I'm going to try my damnedest for show. So I believe he would have started his May career. Was he at Over the Edge 99? Do we talk about that? I don't know if we even count that show. That's going to be an interesting one for us.
You know what? I didn't count it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we should.
Did I count it for the other ones? I did count it for a couple other guys, but we can just ignore it. Well, why didn't I count it for him?
He didn't wrestle on it.
Okay, good. Because Edge was a guy that I kept coming back to of like, okay, do we include him? Do we not? Like, is he actually a contender? You know, like.
Yeah, I don't think I'd count that show anyway. Because it seems unfair in a way.
Right.
Because no one was in the right mindset. That shouldn't be like counted. All right, so he worked with Team Eck with Kurt and Christian.
Yeah.
Against Too Cool at 2000, which is a fun opener. It has the really funny 5-second pose to start that show. A very tight show, that show is.
Yeah.
2001, he's in the tag team Turmoil. It goes almost a half hour. Ends with a tag, him and Benoit Jericho, which again, they were pretty locked in at that point. 2002, he's got his match, second match, a haircut match with Kurt Angle, which is very good.
Yep.
2003, he was injured. 2004 is a SmackDown only show, as is 2005, and I think he was still on Raw there. 2006, I believe he was still on Raw as well as the SmackDown show. 2007, Judgment Day, he fought Batista, which was, I don't know, what are your grades tell the story on that one? Because I feel like that's one of those ones that should have been a better long-term feud, given how many times they fought, but kind of wasn't.
I got it at 3 stars.
Mm. Yeah, so see, that's disappointing.
It's good, you know, but exactly. It's disappointing. Yeah. It's like when AJ and Nakamura get 4 stars, it's disappointing, right? Mm-hmm. But when Batista and Edge go at 3, it's like, oh man.
Yeah, you would have liked to see that a tick higher, especially given how many times they fight. All right. Undertaker beat Edge by count out in 2008, part of their feud. I don't remember that one as well, but I think it wasn't obviously not their best. Was that one? Yeah.
I think it's the worst of the, but it's still good, but it's the worst of their series for me.
And then he fought Jeff Hardy in 09, which is, of course, always pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
And then what would 10 be? What was the show that year?
He fights Orton.
Okay. And then he's done. Show.
Yeah, and it's not a good match with Orton.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's close.
Do you think he goes? I think he might go above Ambrose, though.
Yeah, because he's got the Angle match, which is a pretty memorable moment. He's got some like decent moments and stuff, but no match really stands out.
No, and Ambrose, all his like his really high end stuff is in multi man matches, and he's got that Asylum match dragging him down.
Right. Exactly. Oh yeah, big time. Yep.
All right, keep it going. Tell me about the Undertaker.
All right. May of 95, he's not in here as one.
Nope.
May of 96, he fights Goldust in the casket match, which I've come around on a little bit on that feud, watching it as part of Wrestling Warzone, which airs every other Thursday. Myself and Chad Campbell going through the Monday Night Wars. I thought the match was actually okay, so that one's fine. It's not going to carry him. It's not going to stand out, but it's fine. I'm actually looking real quick to see. I went 2.5, and Chad went 2.75, so
yeah,
better than you probably think. Yeah. All right, 97, he fights Stone Cold, of course, which is a very very good match, which I enjoy.
Yep.
1998, he fights... Oh, God, what's he doing in 98?
He's not there.
Oh, that's right. It's May. It's over
there. He's the enforcer. Yes, he's the enforcer in the...
99, we're going to skip. 2000, he comes back in the main event. Yep.
But, like, it's interesting. We're going to skip it, but he's fighting Austin again in 99.
Oh, I know, right? And he wins the title there.
Yeah.
But that whole thing's a mess. Rightfully so. The end of 2000, he comes back. It's an awesome all-time moment when he returns during the Iron Man and Vince does the chicken walk to get away from him.
Right.
God, so that was, what was that, Judgment Day 2000? Judgment Day 2001, we had the match. Is the chain, or is that the tag, or that's the chain?
It's no,
Kane,
it's
Triple
Austin.
H and the Kane,
Austin.
And Austin Undertaker again.
He fights Austin every May.
Yeah, yep, because he does it again in 2002, Austin fights Flair and Big Show, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
He had just fought him, though.
Right, in April, yes. Taker, he beats Hulk Hogan in 2002.
Not a good match.
Not a good match. 2003, he's not at because it's Raw. Or not Raw. It was a combo, but I don't think he's there, right?
He's not.
Yeah, okay. 2004, is that Booker T?
Yep.
Yep. Again, kind of whatever. 2005... People are cringing listening to me talk about this. 2006. Not there.
No, Khali.
Oh, that's right. Goddamn. Yes, that's the chop. Yeah. The clean loss to Khali in 8 minutes. An all-time what the fuck moment. 2007 is the one he was not at. 2008, we talked about. He fights Edge.
Yep.
2009. And then he's done? He's done in May?
He's done, yeah.
All right. Wow, that's crazy. Oh, I don't know. He's...
It's not good.
No, yeah. I don't think he's a contender at all. I think he's below Edge.
I think he's below Ambrose.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what would you consider worse than the Asylum? I guess he's got the...
Khali.
Khali and the Hogan.
I have the Hogan match rated better than the Asylum, but
right.
like,
okay.
yeah, I think it's more that he's in there with, I mean, aside from Khali, he's in there with super over people and it's never, it's always disappointing.
Right.
Like, I mean, think of all the matches Hogan had on his run and this is the worst one in 02. And it shouldn't be because he just had the great match with Flair at the WrestleMania.
Right.
And then he has the triple threat with The Rock and like, it's this weird little anomaly match for both of them.
Okay. Yeah. Let's put him below Ambrose. Seems crazy, but
yeah.
All right. Hodges Helmsley.
Okay. All right. Do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
Well, he's not a Beware of Dog. Cause he had...
Nope. Isn't he? No, he fights Miro, doesn't he?
No, that's, oh, maybe he does. Hang on.
I think he fights Miro.
Yeah, you're right. Right before the power goes out. And I like that match.
It's fine.
I gave it 3.25.
Oh, wow. I went 2.5.
Chad was 3.5. He liked that show, apparently.
Oh, wow.
All right, so that's...
He's into dogs.
He's frightened of them, though. He wants to be aware of them. Oh God! All right, 97. That's Flash Funk. Is that that one?
Flash, you are so funky.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh God! All right, where are we at? Over the Edge, 98. It's probably some DX thing, right?
Yeah, it's a six man. Yeah. It's nothing.
2000 though, he's got the match with The Rock, which is an all timer.
When there's a Rock match in 99, also.
Yeah, we're not doing those though.
Oh yeah, right. Sorry. I keep forgetting. I shouldn't have written them down.
Yeah. Has the chain match with Kane, which I actually don't mind. I think it's fine.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah. Your least favorite Hell in a Cell match in 02 with Jericho, which I don't think is that bad. You're like a one star on that one, right?
Oh, that is in May. That is in May, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I left that one off for whatever reason.
Uh-oh. It's a big weighted average for you.
Let me put that back on.
03 is the first Nash match, the unheadstrong match.
Terrible.
SmackDown. 07, he was hurt. Another quad.
Yeah, there's nothing until 13.
Okay, what's that?
Brock.
Brock, that's right. Oh, the cage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it for him?
And then the Shield.
Oh, right, okay. All right, so he's got a couple of high-end ones in the Shield and the Iron Man.
He's got some low-end with Brock some low and end. Nash.
Is Brock that low?
I hate it. I am at 1.25 star.
Wow, okay.
And for Brock Lesnar, for me giving a Brock Lesnar match that,
right?
Like, I think I have the WrestleMania one lower. I think this one's better. But I think I just put it better because I'm like, well, fuck, at least the right guy went over this one.
Right, and that's pretty much amounts to Brock's worst year, and it's all because of Triple H, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the worst year probably in his career.
Undertaker's streak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they have to break the streak to get him over again. Like...
Well, the Punk match helps a lot, but yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess he's, as usual, probably right in the fucking middle. That's where he lives. So let's put him like a 15 for now, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, okay. See where he goes.
All right. The Heartbreak Kid, May of 96.
Now, this is
This
is a way smaller resume than you would imagine.
Yeah, not a lot, especially because it's a SmackDown show for a while. But 96, he's got the match of Bulldog, which is a throwaway because of the storm. 97, he's not at because he was gone with his Mystic Smile or whatever else he had going on at that point.
Yep.
And then he's gone, right? 03... He fights, is that Orton?
No, he's not there in 03.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking of Bad Blood. It's always on my mind. 04, 05, 06 are nothing for him.
No, 07.
07. 07, he fights Randy. Oh, that's the Randy Orton match. Okay, I lose by knockout. Yeah. Well, that's only 4 minutes.
And it's not good, though. Like, it's right. Like, I mean, it's all story, and the story's fine, but...
Right. Oh, and he fights Jericho, which is always really good in that year.
Yeah, but their worst match.
Right. And then 09 is nothing. No. So he's done.
Yeah. Unless they bring him back for a Saudi show at some point.
All right. So I would... Crazy to say, but he's toward the bottom, right?
He's got to be last, I think.
Even worse, yeah, I guess it's worse than Taker. He's got nothing. Marcus did a fucking fist pump.
You can make the argument that he doesn't have anything nearly as bad as any of Taker's bad stuff.
No. No, but he's, I mean, the Bulldog, no, he's just got nothing, though. It's, I don't know, he shouldn't even be on the list. It's your fault.
Yeah, I considered cutting him, it's cause, but then there was three matches. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, all right, let's do Batista. Why don't you do that one?
Wait, that's not Batista, that's Finn Balor's music. Why did I sing Finn Balor's music for Batista?
Then you might as well do Radiohead.
Glorious!
Paranoid, no, Paranoid Android. That's basically Finn Balor's song.
I don't like Radiohead.
If you listen to Paranoid Android, you'll hear Finn Balor's song.
Oh, they stole that song? Is that why it's so good?
Yeah. Well, you said you hate Radiohead.
Have I been wrong about Radiohead this whole time?
No, they did Finn Balor's song, so yeah.
Batista, small resume, but you know, the match we talked about with Edge at 07. Then Randy Orton at 09, which is not a good match between them. You get the I guess it's the I Quit with Cena at 2010. Yes, right?
Yes. Yeah, quit. Yep.
And then the Shield match. So I think it feels similar to Ambrose and Edge.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I like the I Quit. Yeah, because they each have like kind of one thing, right?
Yeah.
But he's got the Evolution and that.
Yeah, but Edge has the angle. He's got the Jeff Hardy. Mm-hmm. And he's got the match with Batista, which cancels itself out. So I think Edge should probably go ahead of him.
Okay. I think he's ahead of Ambrose, though.
Oh, yes. I agree. I agree with that.
Okay.
Do your boy. Do your boy next.
Christian! All right. So similar to Edge early on, right? He's got the 2000, the Eck match. '01, yep. He's in the Turmoil. I don't think he's at 02, right?
He's not in anything else till 09.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. In 09, he fights Jack Swagger, which I think actually they had a decent little feud. I remember that being okay. Unless that's not the one, but I don't know.
It's fine. It's not. It's okay. It's not great, though.
Right, right. That's when he's in his worker bee.
Right.
Standpoint. All right, so what's he do after that?
Well, I mean, 11, he's got one of the great matches in that Randy Orton series.
Right, right, which is super awesome.
So, I mean, those are all, like, for me, like, at least, like, 4.5 kind of thing. Like, they're all amazing, right? And then he closes out in 2012 with a good match against Cody Rhodes, where he wins the Intercontinental Championship.
Yep.
So, it's hard with him. Like that Orton match is better than anything Edge did. But, like, way better, right? But then the rest of the body of his work is not great. And then the other thing is that it's one of, like, four matches with Orton. So it doesn't stand out in any way either.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's not – just because it doesn't stand out doesn't mean it's not great.
No, but, you know, there's some – like, there's some matches that stand out and become more important and therefore rank higher because they're unique.
Right.
Right? Like that was one of the things we talked about with Orton and Foley last time. Like if they had rematched four times and they were all just as good, we probably wouldn't be like, oh, well, it's that important, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know me, like I obviously after the last episode, I'm more lenient for less volume on these things.
Yeah, and especially with this, and there's nothing bad too. So like, you know, like if we wanted to take that Orton match and put him above Triple H as a consequence of it, I mean, I'd be okay.
Right.
Because I think that Orton match, and I like the Iron Man match with the Rock. I like it a lot actually. But I don't think it's as good as that Orton match. And then Christian has none of the bad stuff that Triple H has, so.
Yeah, okay. Let's put him there.
Okay.
All right. Mick Foley, 1997. Is that Rock?
It's Rocky Maivia.
Yes, thought so. All right. 1998, obviously one of the greatest matches in WWF history.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judgment Day with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then in, we're not counting 99.
And it was the Union.
Right. Is he done?
Yeah, that's it. So, right. I mean, like I said, I'd counted 99, but I think right. I think he's got to make the list based on the Austin match.
Well, here we go. We got our same discussion, right? One all-time match, all-time. Like, I think you and I both have it super high.
Yeah. It's in my top 10 all-time.
Yeah, so ahead of Christian?
Yeah, but I don't think much further.
Right. But that might end up being pretty high. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Talk to me about Rey Mysterio.
Booyaka.
Booyaka. Booyaka.
All right. Rey Mysterio, 619. Rey Mysterio, that's his number. All right. His first one is in 05. He fights Eddie Guerrero in a very good match. He has an okay match with JBL in 06. Then the next one is an awesome match with Jericho in 09 as part of their great series. Jericho had a great series with Michaels in 08 and a great, like a really
what a great 2 years. Yeah. Amazing.
I know. Yeah. And like at that age, and I remember when he came back dressed like Bon Jovi, you're like, I don't know about this.
When he was shaky at first, like that first feud with JBL and everything else. And then Money in the Bank is really what woke him up, right? Wasn't he Money in the Bank that year when he came back and that kind of got him going?
Yeah. And I mean, how can you blame him for like,
right.
For fighting, he's fighting JBL.
Yeah.
But that's a great series for Mysterio in 09, and one of the great matches is here. He's got a really, really good match with Punk in 2010. That's that's not the hair match, is it?
No, I think Extreme Rules was the hair match.
Yeah, but it's still very good. Like it's bordering on great. I love that series too. In 2011, he fights R-Truth to heat up R-Truth for his title shot. And in 2019, he has a kind of a lackluster match with Samoa Joe for the U.S. title.
Yep.
Because he got destroyed at WrestleMania, and this was the comeback, but it was somehow less good than him getting destroyed.
Right, right. Odd.
Yeah. So, but again, nothing really bad. At least one great match with Jericho. I think two that are veering on great, one with Guerrero, one with Punk. So
I'd say above Christian then, right? But, well, he doesn't have the one great, great one. He's, like, on the verge of it.
Yeah,
I think so maybe he's more like Triple H.
You think Triple H above him?
I don't know. I hold a lot of esteem on that Iron Man.
Yeah.
Just because it was such a hard concept, and they pulled it off so well.
Yeah, I like it. And I think the Iron Man match is a better match than Ray and Jericho.
Yeah, I would put him right below Triple H.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we got to think about, too, is that, like, Ray has none of the bad stuff that Triple H has.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got, Triple H has some bad stuff, like, really not good stuff.
Well, I'm not as down on, I'm not going to count the Hell in a Cell.
We can not count that one, but let's at least, like, treat it as nothing then. Since
to me, it's fine. Like, I just don't think it's, like, a star match. You know what I mean, like, I'd have it more, like, average than one of the worst matches of all time.
Well, I don't have it as one of the worst of all time. I just don't like it. But like Brock is really bad. Nash is really bad, right?
Yeah.
So again, it's just,
I think I still have my head by one.
Triple H has way more volume too. So yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. And I just, like I said, the Judgment Day holds a lot of weight.
And he's got the Evolution, which is good.
It is a mystery though.
Yeah. It's a small change.
And the chain match. The chain match is fun.
Oh, yeah, I did like the chain match, yeah. All right, well, look, since we're talking about Triple H, why don't you tell us about The Rock?
All right, well, we talked about 97 earlier. He fights Mankind.
Yeah.
98, he fights Ken Shamrock. No, is that? No, oh. Farouk.
Yeah, gets pile-driven.
Yes, and then gets carted out. Yeah. 99, we don't count. 2000, fights Triple H. We talked all about it. 01, he's not there. 02, he's not there. 03, he's not there, and that's it.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess because, you know, I've always, and it's too bad because 99, I thought about 99 and I thought, should we consider the matches that happened before the incident?
I mean, whatever.
I mean, in the end, because this actually.
Is it only like two matches that do?
No, I think there's more than that, but I could be wrong.
It's like the first two.
But this match was before it.
No.
In Triple H.
No.
Wasn't?
No. No, Kane and X-Pac versus D'Lo and Henry and then Snow and Holly. I think that's it. Because Jarrett is third, and he comes out like in fucking tears. Remember?
Yeah. Why did I think that this was? No, they went out and did that.
Rock Triple H was next to the main event.
Oh yeah, yeah. I guess you're right. Maybe I was thinking about considering matches that happened before he died, because I remember thinking about that. But yeah. Anyway, we don't have to talk about it. So I don't think he can go as high as Ray or Triple H.
No, I agree. He's really just got the one.
Yeah. But I don't think he's that far from them either.
No, I mean, so look, Foley has he's very similar to Foley.
Yeah.
So I think a little just below Foley probably makes sense, because that is probably like a, I don't know, I'd have to look, but I probably have that like a four, the Iron Man.
Right, but if you're doing that, see, like I have the Iron Man at 4.25, but yeah. Foley's a 5, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying, so it'd be below him.
Yeah, but then he's got to go below Christian too.
Yeah.
And then why are we putting him ahead of Triple H?
No, I'm not saying we were. Yeah. I never said we were. I said he'd be below Foley.
Oh, I see. I thought you were. Okay.
And then, like, let's go from there.
Sure. Yeah, to me, I think below Triple H and Ray.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure. Do I have this? I do. I have that Iron Man as a 55th match on my list.
Oh, wow.
So that would probably put it around 4.5 for me.
Okay. Then you're looking in the Christian range. But
right. And I have Austin Dude Love at 6.
Yeah, mine is, I think it's 8.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine putting him right below Ray. I think that's fine. To me, he's got the same match as Triple H, but Triple H has some other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And then,
including bad stuff.
And Ray is similar to Triple H, so.
Well, and the other thing with Rock is his other stuff isn't very good.
Right.
I have it at 9. That match, by the way.
Okay.
Over the Edge.
All right. SOS, tell me about Kofi Kingston.
Hear them shout, Dad. All right.
Beat up Shelton.
Okay, so he's got a weird kind of eclectic little career here. He's got a good match with Drew at 2010. I think it's for the Intercontinental title. I don't think this is where Drew wins it, but it's all around this time. Then the next time we see him is in 2012, where he's teaming with R-Truth against Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger. Again, the match is good. He's got the match where he loses the U.S. title to Ambrose in 2013, which is, again, good. Then 2015, he's got 2 matches. He's in the Tag Team Elimination Chamber when they did that, which I quite like. I like that match a lot. But again, he's in there with like 15 other guys, right? But then he's got a match with The Bar also. That I think is great. I love that tag match, but again, it's a tag match.
Right.
And then I think he's got a very good defense against Kevin Owens in 2019.
So solid. Doesn't have that big breakout match. So I think he's below Rock. Compare it to Edge?
Well, he's got the best single match, I think. I think that bar match is better than anything Edge did, but it's a tag team match. And ultimately, it meant less than, say, the haircut or what was the other match? Oh, or even the Jeff Hardy match, which I think is really good. So I think we're in the right area, though. It's maybe between Edge and Batista.
I do like that I Quit match.
We could put Batista ahead of him. I don't mind. Put him 1 ahead of Ambrose.
Yeah, that feels better.
All right.
All right, Latino Heat. Is that how it goes?
Latino Heat.
2000, he fights Malenko and Saturn, which is fine.
It's good.
It's fine. It's nothing that, like, it's going to get you too excited. Nothing going to get your nipples hard or nothing. Then he's not at 01, right? He's already kaput by then. But 02, he's got one of the great RVD series matches. 04, he's got the first Jabble match, which I really like.
03, you skipped in 03.
Oh, 03. How did I forget 03? 03, he has the awesome tag with him and Tajiri versus World's Greatest Tag Team in the ladder match. which is very, very good. 04, I like the JBL match. That's the Bloodbath match.
Yeah.
Which can be tough for some to watch, but I think it's good. And then 05, he's got the really good Ray match.
Yeah. I am not as high on the JBL match. Right. I'm actually quite low on it. And I don't think I'm as high on the Tajiri match, although I do like it. I like it more than the JBL match. So. Right.
I know I watched that JBL match when I was doing the GWE watching. I had it at 4.25.
Really? I have it at 2.25.
Yeah. Yeah, you're way off on that one.
I didn't like it at all.
And then what do you like? Do you like that Ray match? That's the one where he like destroys him with the chair, right?
Yes, I do like. I think it's very good.
I mean, I would personally have him pretty high. Between the RVD match, the Tajiri match, JBL, and Ray. Like, I like all those a lot. So for me...
But none of it hits that, for me, that transcendent, like...
Right. I'd probably have him right below Rock.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I'm happy to compromise on the JBL match.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have him below Edge or anything.
See, to me, he feels more in the realm of Edge,
right?
Because because that match with JBL is not as high for me. Like, I like the RVD match, but I think the Edge angle one is just as good, but it means more. Like, so, but yeah, I'm fine with him there. That might end up closing anyway. That gap between.
Oh, it's definitely gonna close. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you want to do Jericho?
Yeah, sure. Jericho is always an interesting case in these things. His first one's in 01. He's in the tag team turmoil match. That's where Benoit shows up as a partner in the end. Right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yes.
Yes.
And it's very good. I like it a lot, actually. Then the next time is the Hell in a Cell, which I'm not a fan of.
Yes.
Then the next time we see him is with Michaels. We've talked about that match, too. It's the worst of their matches, mm-hmm. but it's still pretty good. In 09, he's got the match with Mysterio we talked about. So that's at least a great match.
Yep.
In 2010, he teams up with The Miz against the Hart Dynasty, which is good. In 2012, he's in a Fatal 4-Way for the World Heavyweight title. And I love that match.
Uh-huh.
That's when Sheamus is champion. And then 13, he's got the rematch with Fandango. And then 16, he's got the Ambrose series.
Which is rough.
Yeah. But he does have, I think, two legitimate great matches, the Mysterio match and the four-way.
Right.
But again, he's in there with other people for the four-way. So how we want to balance that.
All right. Well, I think he's below Eddie.
How can he be below Eddie?
Okay. Well, is he above Rock? He's got the one, if you want to say he's got the one great match at Ray. So he's on par with him.
Yeah. And although then... I like the Rock match better, but then he's got the four-way match, which is also great.
Right.
But and the match of Michaels, which is very good.
Yeah, I guess we're just so different than Eddie. It's the problem. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Because I just like two of his matches dramatically more than you.
Right. Right. Well, you probably also like the Hell in a Cell way more than me.
Not way more, but more. Right.
More.
Like, my guess is I'd have that more like 2.5.
Right. I don't remember what I had it at because
I feel like you had it like at one or some shit. Like
it's possible. It's entirely possible. Yeah, I don't know. Like for me, the two great, but would you say Eddie has two matches that crack 4 stars?
Yes.
What are the two? RVD and JBL.
I don't know. I haven't watched that ladder match in so long. Maybe like 3.75 to somewhere in there.
Okay.
The Jerry match. I'd probably have that and RVD like right around there.
Yeah, I have RVD at 3.75 and I have the Tajiri match at 3.25. Which, yeah. I mean, I'm still, right. I still like them.
I'd be higher than that. And then I have it JBL at 4.25.
Right. That's the big anomaly there.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to keep being a problem for us.
All right. I'm fine if you want to put him between Rock and Guerrero.
It feels like he should go above Rock, though. Because Rock just has the Iron
Man. Yeah, I mean, if we go Ray above him, I guess so. I mean,
yeah, and then maybe he should go above Ray.
You think so?
I think so.
Why?
Well, because Ray if we compare him to Ray, where the hell's Ray now? Damn it, Ray. That match with Jericho kind of washes, right? But for me, his next best match is the one with Punk, which is not as good as that four way. And then even his other stuff, like the Guerrero match, is very good, but it's not, it's nothing earth shattering, right?
Yeah. All right, that's fine. I don't care either way on either of them. All right, talk to me about Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. Oh God, I love me some Sami Zayn. Great stuff. I think he warrants conversation almost solely based on the absolutely excellent four-way match for the Intercontinental title in 2016 between him, Owen, Cesaro, and Miz.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. Yep.
It's so good. It's such a good match. One of the best Intercontinental title matches in what, like 20 years? Like, we don't get very many of those that are that great.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of dives off a cliff, but like, I think we got to talk about it because of the match, because the next year he fights Baron Corbin.
Yep.
And I think the match is good. I think it's fine. But then the next year he teams with Owens against Braun and Lashley in 2018. And 2018 Lashley's not very good.
Right. God, I wouldn't even guess that last year was back then.
It's crazy they did nothing with him for like a year.
Yeah, I would never have guessed he was back in 2018. I would have thought later than that.
Yeah, because he was the post-WrestleMania surprise, I think.
Right, yeah, he came out right after the show.
Yeah. So we just got to figure out how much we want to weigh that four-way for him. That's all.
Well, it's been a common conundrum for us.
Yes.
On this project. All right, so how do you compare that four-way to the Iron Man?
I like the four-way more, but I think the Iron Man's way more important and more memorable.
Right. I think if you ask most people to name the four men in that 2016 four-way, they're not going to remember.
Yeah.
Just even to name the guys. That doesn't mean it's not a great match, but yes.
No.
The Rock one seems more influential to me. I mean, you know where I stand on Eddie. I think Eddie's got multiple more good things, but I agree with you that tag the four-way's better.
Yeah, I think the four-way's better than anything Eddie has, but I will say that Eddie doesn't have anything as bad as the team with Kevin Owens against Braun and Lashley.
Right.
So.
And I went on that Payback 16, oh no, that's Extreme Rules 16, that four-way, I went 4.5.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. It's just this little forgotten 2016 is really good.
Yep.
In ring. Does it put him ahead of Edge?
Yeah, I don't think Edge touches that.
All right. So let's do that. Let's put him between Guerrero and Edge for now.
I think that makes sense. Okay. Kurt Angle.
Now, yeah, you're a real boy. Now deal with your real boy.
2000. Then T-Mac. Talked about that match a bunch. 2001 fights Chris Benoit, and that's the best of three, right?
Yeah, and it's okay. I think it might be their worst match.
02, he's got the haircut.
Mm-hmm.
03, he is hurt. 04, is that okay, that's right. 05 is the BCLA sex show.
That's the Booker T match, right?
Yeah.
But it's a good match.
Yeah, it is. It's good. And then 06 is Mark Henry, right? Which is
that's
fine.
That's five stars with Mark. We don't want to say anything bad
Obviously,
about Mark Henry.
We can't. We're not allowed to.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's around Edge.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same fucking resume as Edge.
Yeah, I think Edge might have a couple more things, though.
Okay.
Edge got Jeff Hardy. Batista? Does he walk alone above Batista?
I don't know. Or is he Edge down in the pit of danger below him?
Well, look, Batista has the I Quit and the Shield.
Yep. Okay.
So
above Kofi?
Let's put him above Kofi.
Okay. All right. John Cena.
Okay, he's got a lot of matches.
All right, list them.
He debuts in 03. He's in the 6-man tag. Mm-hmm. That's when he's with Stromboli, right?
Yes. Stromboli. Yeah.
Then
is he with the Master of the Whale as well?
That I'm not sure. He might be. Then in 04, he's got a pretty subpar match with Rene Dupree. So, like, when we're dealing with, like, pre-2005 Cena, nothing's very good, right? It's all just kind of – but the character work is so good that it kind of balances it, right? 05, he's got the great match with JBL.
Uh-huh.
That bloodbath with JBL. 07, he's got a good match with Great Khali, which is, like, a miracle, right? 08, he's got a terrible match with JBL.
Yes.
To counter the good match with JBL. 09, he's not there. 2010, he's got the I Quit with Batista.
Yep.
2011, he's got one of the worst I Quit matches ever with The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
It's the more Miz. John, I have a kendo stick, John. It's that for like 30 minutes.
Ugh.
2012, he's got John Laurinaitis.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. 2013.
And that main event's that show, right?
I know, with mm-hmm. a much better match underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
2013, he's got the three stages of hell with Ryback, and it was hell. Then 2015, he's got two. On one of them, he's got a fucking terrible match with Rusev where he just runs through him, and it's terrible. But then he's got the match with Kevin Owens.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. So more than anyone I think we've talked about so far, This is the all the good and all the bad.
Right. So, I mean, he's kind of in the Triple H realm.
Yeah.
Because he does have some legit great stuff.
Yeah. I think his matches are better than Triple H's, though.
Yeah. Agreed.
Especially the Owens one, which is incredible.
Better than Christian? Probably, yeah. Right?
As a whole, yeah, but Christian doesn't have anything bad, right? And he's got bad.
Yeah.
Like, the JBL 08, the Miz 11, John Laurinaitis, and Ryback, and the Rusev is like, and they're all long.
Right.
There's no escape from him. So it's like, do we want to cut off at Christian? Do we want to start with Christian? Everybody above him doesn't have, like...
anything bad.
Anything, or maybe they have a one-off.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
So he goes ahead of Triple H below Christian.
Yeah, I think he's ahead of Triple H. Because they're similar, but his shit's better.
Yeah. I think way better.
Right. Okay. Tell us about...
Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns. Not as big a... Well, then again, I say that. Under the radar match of 2013 with Seth Rollins against Team Hell No. That like we don't ever talk about.
Right? Yep.
That one's really good. Oh, he's got a good resume.
I was gonna say, I think he's gonna be up there.
Yeah. Good match with Evolution at 14.
Yep.
Very good match in the four way at 2015. 2016, he's got the two AJ matches.
Mm-hmm.
But then it kind of 2018, he's got a match with Samoa Joe. It's okay. And 2019, he's in there with Elias, and you know, he's not a miracle worker. So.
Right.
So I'm thinking below Styles.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the same big two matches plus the Evolution match, but then he's just got a couple stinkers on top of it, and plus that four way too, which is good.
Yeah, and whereas AJ Styles has a really great match with Nakamura also, and he's got like the two like veering on great matches with Owens and Rollins.
Yep. Okay. I think that's good.
Roman Reigns, man.
Speaking of Owens, what's he got going on?
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. Again, I think we're looking at a sneaky little guy here because he starts in 15 with Cena.
Yep.
And I mean, I can't say enough good things. What's crazy about that match? That's the first one where he comes in and beats him clean. But yes. I don't even think that's their best match.
No, one at Chamber, right?
No, that this is the one at Chamber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think there's one.
Money in the Bank, is that the one?
I think it's the last one because the last one plays on all. When you watch them back to back to back,
uh-huh.
It's like, okay, the last one actually plays into
so
everything.
It's like Battleground or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. One of those. So 2015, he's got that. 2016, he's got the four way Intercontinental,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
2017, he's got the nearing great match with Styles. Then he's got the match with Sammy against Braun and Lashley, which is not
sucks,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in 19, he's got a very good match with Kofi.
Yeah. I mean, he's.
So he might be.
I think he's under number one.
No, he's not. He's not ahead of Styles.
All right. Right below Styles.
I don't know if we could put him ahead of Reigns.
Well, so Reigns is top two. Would cancel out what for Owens? Cena and the four-way?
Yeah, I guess. But I'm saying that, but he doesn't have anything bad the way... well, he's got the tag match, I guess. Reigns has slightly more volume. He's got a bad match with Elias. They're close. They're very close. I think the Cena match with...
That's the biggest match on here for them, out of those two guys. I'm going to put him above Reigns.
Okay, below Styles.
That Cena match was like crazy.
Yeah, and they put him over. Man, that, you know, that's another one of those ones where it's like, why don't they just, if they would have just followed up with him, I think you have a totally, like, you have a totally different main event guy if they just let him keep winning.
Right.
I mean, basically, they have Styles, what they did with Styles.
Right.
But younger.
And fatter. All right, Cesaro.
Cesaro. All right. Okay, so his first one is 2014. And he has a this weird triple threat with Jack Swagger and Rob Van Dam. How weird a match!
It's one of the most random ever.
Yeah. Then he's got, and it's good. It's good because how could it not be with those guys? Then he's got two matches in 2015. So he's got the tag team chamber, which is good. But again, he's in there with a million guys. Then he's got, I think, is a 4-star match with Tyson Kidd against the New Day. I think that's great. Then in 16, he's another one who's got two in 16. He's got The Miz, which is, I think, very good.
Yep.
And then he's in the four-way.
Yep. And that's so, it.
Yeah. So by my count, it's 2 4-star matches.
Does he have something with the bar? Didn't you mention the bar earlier?
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right. So he's got another 4-star. Oh, no.
There was someone early on, you said they fought the bar, I thought.
Yeah. Not in 2015, though.
That's no, it's later. Yeah, it'll be later.
Yeah, he's in 2017. He fights the New Day with the bar. 2017? Now I'm feeling lost. How did I mess that up?
All right. Well, either way, that's a good track record.
Yeah, so debate where he should go while I look this up.
All right. Well, Zayn also has the four-way.
Yeah.
But Cesaro has additional stuff.
Right.
But I don't know if I'd put him above Eddie. I don't know. I gotta know what that bar match was.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find it.
All right, so maybe not. I could have swore you mentioned a bar match earlier.
But... I did mention one. I don't know why I wrote that down. You know what I think I did? Actually, I think I... It's instead of the bar, it's not the bar. It is in 2015. I just wrote the bar. It's Big E and Kofi fight Tyson Kidd and Cesaro in 2015.
Okay.
That's what it is. So it's not an extra match, but it's still a good match. Yeah.
All right. Would you have him above Eddie?
I would.
Rock?
Probably.
Ray?
Rey Mysterio. Yes.
Jericho. He doesn't have the crap Jericho had, really.
Yeah, he's got to go ahead of Jericho. I think he's got to go ahead of Triple H.
John Cena.
I think he's probably got to go ahead of John Cena.
Christian.
I think he maybe goes below Christian.
All right, because he got the 4.5. But
yeah. But so does Christian, and that's a singles match.
Yep. Okay. All right.
I think my favorite part of these lists is, like, finding these strange winners every month.
Yeah, like, who would have thought? You know, Cesaro may be a top 5 or 6 guy in this month.
Yeah.
All right. Bradshaw, JBL.
I'm going to let you handle this one because, like, because I'm not high on that Guerrero match.
Does he have anything besides that until then?
No, it's Guerrero, then Cena, which are, like, for you, Guerrero's an all-timer. Yes. For me, Cena is.
Yeah, which I agree with, too. And then he fights Rey in 06.
It's okay. And then Cena in 08, which is terrible.
Trash. Do you have Cena JBL graded higher than Rock Triple H?
I have them the same grade.
Okay.
But I would probably, I think I would probably put Cena JBL ahead of it.
I think he goes right above the Rock.
Interesting. That's terrible, but interesting.
Because if they have that the same, even if you're not huge on Eddie and JBL,
yeah,
it's still better than what Rock has.
Yeah, see, I have Cena JBL as my 89th best match of all time. And I have Rock Triple H at 103.
Right. Yeah, I had okay. Rock. I mean, I had Rock at 55.
But do you have Cena JBL higher?
I'm looking right now. I don't think so.
What a different WrestleMania it would be if that was the match we got.
I don't have Cena JBL at all.
Like, you don't have a score for it?
No. Well, no, I don't have a score.
Oh, it's not in your top 100.
It's not in my top 100, yeah. So, to me, that's 4.25, probably, is where I'd have it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 4.5. I think my list ends at 4.5, so it could just be a lesser 4.5.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, what do you want? Do you want to put him ahead of The Rock, then?
No.
Okay.
Let's put him right below The Rock.
Okay. You want to put him ahead of Eddie?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Well, they get the same match, and then I would put JBL Cena above the other Eddie stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right. Seth Rollins.
Jan. All right. You know, it's your usual fare with him, right? Like, so he's got the match with Roman against Team Hell No in 2013, which is veering on Greg. The Evolution match we keep coming back to. 2015, he's in a Fatal 4-Way for the championship, which again is very good. Then he takes a little break from May. He fights The Miz at 2018, which is kind of disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Good match with Styles at 19, and a very good match with Drew in 2020.
Yeah, we don't count that, though.
Yeah, we got it, though. So I'm thinking he's around Edge. He's in the Edge era. Yeah.
Below Edge?
I don't know. He probably has to go ahead of Edge.
All right.
And he's probably like the captain of that little, like, nothing breaks 4 stars for me, but.
Right. Okay. Sheamus.
Fuck. My fucking favorite. I mean, look, I love Sheamus, so I just wanted to give him some love. Mark Henry, 2000. Oh, no, so this first one's the 4-way for the World Heavyweight title in 2012, which is great, and he's the key part of it. Then he fights Mark Henry in 2013, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got a really good match with Dolph Ziggler in 2015.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. So how would you compare it to, like, Kurt?
I think Kurt's got to go ahead of him, even though I think Sheamus has the best overall match.
Right.
But it's a Fatal 4-Way.
All right. How about Batista?
Batista. Batista should probably go ahead. He's more important.
All right. Kofi?
I'd put him ahead of Kofi, I guess.
Okay.
That feels right.
All right, The Miz.
Awesome. Awesome. We get to talk about The Miz. All right. So the aforementioned terrible Cena, John, I have your children at home tied up. match. No, I quit match at 11. Awful. Like, just awful shit. Then we don't see him again in May until 2016.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Where, again, he's in there with Cesaro. It's a very good match. Uh-huh. And then he's in that four-way we keep coming back to. Disappointing match with Rollins in 2018, and a fine match, I guess, with Shane in 2019.
All right. So where's he around Sammy?
He's got the match with Cesaro, which technically puts him ahead, I guess, but but Sammy has nothing as bad as that.
I quit. Match. Okay. How about versus Rollins?
Rollins is another one. He doesn't have anything great, but he has nothing even close to bad.
Yeah, but see, I would rate the great above it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'd rather have a great and a bad than like just solid.
Right. Okay. So put him between Sammy and Seth.
Okay. All right. Tell me about Big Show.
You tell me about the Big Show. All right. I'll do the Big Show. Where the hell is he here? Well.
Where is the Big Show?
Where is he? So we're not talking about 99, which is probably good for him.
Uh-huh.
Fucking terrible match with Shane in 2000.
Which, where did he go?
Stupid. Shane stands a chance against him. Triple threat with Test and Rhino in 01, which I guess is fine. He's got the match with Austin in 02 with
Flair.
Flair, yeah.
It's fun, but he's pretty much on the apron the whole time.
Yeah. Not a great match with Brock in 03.
I disagree.
Really?
I like that match. That's the stretcher match, right?
Yeah.
That's a fun one. Brock comes out the forklift. I like that match.
I have it at 2 3/4. I don't hate it.
Well, you said not. You said not good.
I said not great.
No, you said not good.
All right. Well, I wouldn't say it's good. 3 is good for me.
Yeah, I would. I'd probably have a little higher, but yes.
Okay, fair enough. Carlito 05 again, not nothing. Great.
Yeah.
Swagger 2010, not good. And with Kane versus the New Nexus in 2011.
So why did you include him on this list?
Volume, I think. I guess.
Below and then, Sean.
Oh, very good match with Orton in 2013.
All right, probably above Sean.
Yeah.
Okay. Below Taker.
Sure.
All right. What's CM Punk up to?
Look in my eyes. Okay. Again, he's always so hard to rank because it's like nothing's ever bad. He might be the most consistent guy they've ever had.
Uh-huh.
It's probably an art. Like when I'm looking at his body of work, it's like, oh, like there's nothing that like,
right.
Like, look, okay. 07 Elijah Burke. It's not good. I have it at 3 stars. That's right. The lowest. That's not, actually not the lowest. 09 Umaga fun match 3, 10. Very, 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 very good match with Mysterio. Then he's got that match we just mentioned, 2011, where he teams with Mason Ryan against Kane and Big Show. Right. But then he's got the Daniel Bryan mm-hmm. the limit match. So,
which is
like,
awesome. Yep.
Yeah. So for me, he's jumping at least ahead of Christian, I think.
Right. Yeah, I got that Daniel Bryan match as 47 on my list.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right.
I think he's probably ahead of Foley, too.
Really?
I think so, because he's
Foley's got a like, top 10 match of all time.
Yeah, but then that's all he's got.
Yeah?
Like, Punk's got a top 50 for you, which is still, like, there's been 3,000 matches, right?
No,
like, and then he's got the Mysterio match, which is really, really good, and then everything else is
that's
solid.
It? There's only been 3,000 matches?
Pay-per-view.
Oh. I don't know. I just feel like, again, this is like the Cena-Brock argument again, but
right.
Like a top 10 of all time is like super rarefied air. All
right.
You're literally saying like this is the – like.
Well, look, when I look at Foley, mm-hmm. like I look at the people above him and I think they all have multiple great matches. So I'm okay with putting
him. But none of them have a top 10 of all time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So let's put Punk just below Foley.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I just think that – Foley Austin transcends. Like, yeah, Punk Bryan couldn't even main event its own show.
Well, yeah, but that's... It should have.
Yeah, I know, but it didn't. I'm just saying. Foley Austin was a transcendent feud and match. Like, everyone knows that match.
I agree, but I don't think it's enough to have them win, is what my point is.
Oh, I'm not saying you should win, but yeah. I would have them with Punk because they're similar resumes.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, like, if, like... Him being like the guys who are above, that's what I was saying. The guys who are above Foley now all have at least two.
Yeah,
like,
whereas Punk doesn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Tell me about Kane.
It's got to be Kane.
It's got to be.
All right. So Over the Edge 98 if beats up that big fat piece of shit, Vader.
Piece of shit.
Oh, God. 2000. He's not on.
No.
Which is crazy. I don't know why. 2001, he's got the chain match with Triple H. 02, he's hurt. 03, I don't think he's on that, right?
He's not on anything till 2013.
Okay, well, you can pick it up from there.
Sure, he teams with Bryan against the Shield. That's where the Shield wins tag titles. It's really, really good.
Yeah, that's great.
And then in 14, he's got the title shot against
Bryan. Oh, God, that's right. Bryan's last match, yeah.
Only title shot defense. So this is not finishing high.
No. Below Kurt?
Yeah, I'm thinking like maybe just like just one spot above the Big Show.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, Randy Orton, what's he got?
Randy Orton. Another long resume and some crap. So it's crazy. His first one is in 07 against Michaels. That's his first match in May.
Right.
I guess it's because it was always a SmackDown show, mm-hmm. and it disappoints. 09, kind of a disappointing match against Batista. 2010, what I think is kind of a disappointing match against Edge. 2011, the all-timer with Christian. 2012, he's in the awesome four-way match for the World Heavyweight title. 2013, very good match with the Big Show. He's got a good resume here. 14, he's got the Shield match. 15, he's in the four-way for the title, which is good. 17, he loses the title to Jinder Mahal. 18, he's got a good match with Matt Hardy. And in 19, he's in the Money in the Bank, which is good. So,
yeah, I mean, he's got a couple low stuff, but nothing like trash.
Yeah. I think he joins the three at the top. I don't think he takes it, though.
So you think he's above Foley?
I think so, because he's got the Christian match, which is incredible. He's got the four-way, which is really good. He's got the Shield match. And then he's got like a bunch of like these like 3.5-star matches, you know, like uh-huh. He's got two fours, a bunch of 3.5s, 3.75s, and nothing terrible.
Right. Yeah.
And the longevity.
All right. I just hate. All right. I don't want to have the same argument as last month.
But do you really not like, I know you want to prioritize that Foley match, but I think Orton does have the resume, whereas a guy like Punk didn't.
Yeah, okay. All right, Steve Austin. 1996, he's got the Caribbean Strap match with Savio Vega. 97, he's got a very good match with Taker. 98, he obviously has the all-time classic. And then 2000, he's not at. And then 01, he's got the match with Taker. And 02, he's got the Flair and Show. So he's up there. I think he's above Foley.
I think he's just one above Foley.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Put him together.
He's got that match plus some other good stuff.
Yeah, but then he's got the Undertaker series, which, uh-huh. I mean, I think it's funny. Of that Undertaker series, I think the 01 match is the best one.
Yeah, better than 97?
I don't really like the 97 match.
Yeah.
Although the ending of the 97 match is actually really cool and memorable.
Right.
Yeah, but that makes sense. He goes there, one above Foley.
Okay. All right, we just got two more left. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, so Daniel Bryan's an interesting case. Uh-huh. His first one is 2012, is the Punk match.
Yep.
So we're going to put him around Punk, I think.
Yep.
And then he's got the Shield match, which I guess I would put on par with the Mysterio match.
Uh-huh.
But then he's got the Kane match and the fucking 2018 Big Cass.
Which is fine, right?
It's fine, yeah. It feels to me like he should probably be just below Punk.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I wouldn't argue that.
Okay.
All right, last one is Big E.
Oof, my man, Big E. All right. So, 2014, he's got some bad news against Wade Barrett. That's a fine match. Then he's got the tag match we talked about earlier between Tyson Kidd and uh-huh. Cesaro,
yep.
which I think is a great match. He's also in the Tag Team Elimination Chamber, which is very good. And then in 2016, and I forget which show, but with Xavier Woods, he teams up to face the Vaudevillains, and that's eh. So.
All right.
I think he's probably.
There, Kofi.
Ambrose. Yeah. Put him with Kofi. Does he go one above or below? I'd put Kofi above him.
Okay. All right. Looking at this, anything, any qualms?
What do you think?
No. No. I don't have it in me or don't even know if there's enough there to argue Austin Foley over Orton. So,
right. I mean, look, if you want, put them both over. I don't care.
No, that's fine. We can leave them there. Triple H and Cena, do you feel like they're too high given their middling stuff? Should they be like 15, 16?
I'm okay lowering them.
Well, I guess they can't go below Rock, so it's really just Ray.
And Jericho.
Yeah. But well, Jericho also has a crap. Yeah, okay.
Let's just leave them. All right, so, yeah, cracking down from, we have 31. We'll go with, or no, we'll do all of them, I guess.
Whatever. Yeah, just do all. Yeah.
All right, so at number 31, the best worker in May in the WWE is Shawn Michaels.
Big drop from April. Number 30, The Big Show.
Number 29, it's got to be Kane.
Number 28, his brother, The Undertaker.
Number 27, nobody's brother, Dean Ambrose.
Number 26, okay, continue the joke, Big E.
Number 25, Kofi Kingston.
Number 24, Sheamus.
Number 23, Kurt Angle.
Number 22, Bautista.
Number 21, Edge.
Number 20, Seth Rollins.
Number 19, The Miz.
Number 18, Sami Zayn.
Number 17, Eddie Guerrero.
Number 16, JBL.
Number 15, The Rock.
Number 14, Rey Mysterio.
Number 13, Chris Jericho.
Number 12, Triple H.
Number 11, John Cena.
And number 10, Cesaro.
Number 9, Christian.
Number 8, Daniel Bryan.
Number 7, CM Punk.
Number 6, Mick Foley.
Bring the top 5, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Number 4, Randy Orton.
Number 3, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns.
Number 2, Kevin Owens.
And the number one wrestler in the month of May for the WWE, the phenomenal AJ Styles.
That's pretty funny.
That's cool. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. So we've had different ones every month, right?
Yeah. And like every month when I go to like, I keep hoping we have different ones. I know eventually we're going to have a repeat, but like.
Well, let's recap. So January we had Cena.
Yeah.
February we had Roman.
Roman Reigns.
March was Mania. We had Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Which is crazy. April was Shawn Michaels and May was Styles. So what were you going to say every time you look at you? What?
Oh, I'm like, oh, I hope. Like, I keep hoping we have different people.
Right, right.
Like, I'm not going to actively argue so that we don't, but like, I don't know. I think that's really cool, actually. Mm-hmm. And his 2016 Styles is incredible.
Yes.
So, well earned.
Also well earned are your thanks for listening to everything on the North South Connection Podcast Network. We have shows dropping just about each and every day, mostly wrestling based, but even some other stuff sprinkled in. Social media, I'm at JT the Pod Guy. Aaron's at Aaron D. George. You can follow us at facebook.com/North South Connection. Ask you to please leave a rating or review. Share your thoughts, feedback, tell a friend, whatever you can do to help us grow. We would greatly appreciate it. Anything else you want to discuss, or are you good to go?
I'm good to go. Thanks, guys. All your support, everything you send is incredible. So, again, just thank you.
Agreed. Everyone take care. Dookie's dropped. Jock ass.
Jock ass. I'm a Mack truck. Don't get run over. We some country boys working overtime, boys. Kings of the South. We never had nothing. Blue collar boys do it with their hands muddy. I'm a strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect. 'Cause ain't